Chapter 2, Real Estate Agency Introduction. 2 Real Estate Agency Illinois no longer recognizes common law agency. Additionally, Illinois no longer allows the use of subagency in real estate transactions, where the representative of the buyer was a subagent of the seller. Illinois now recognizes both a seller agency agreement and a buyer agency agreement, whereby one agent has a fiduciary relationship with the seller and another agent has a fiduciary relationship with the buyer. Agency relationships in Illinois are governed under statutory law. The body of law on which Illinois agency is based in Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000. Law of agency in Illinois. The law of agency defines the rights and duties of the principal and the agent. It applies to a variety of business transactions. Both contract law and real estate licensing laws, in addition to the law of agency, interpret the relationship between real estate licensees and their clients. In Illinois, the Real Estate License Act of 2000 is given precedence in defining legal real estate agency concepts. Insofar as real estate is considered, Illinois is a statutory agency state that has replaced common law duties with statutory duties. Definitions. Legally, agency refers to a strict, defined legal relationship. In the case of real estate, agency is a relationship that a broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent may have with buyers, sellers, landlords, or tenants. Those who hire are clients, and those who are hired are agents. A real estate licensee becomes an agent through a contractual agreement, whether expressed or implied. At this point, the real estate licensee actually becomes a legal, loyal agent obligated to work for the client's best interests at all times, so long as those interests are within the law. Definitions. Statutory key terms of the law of agency under Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000 are defined as follows. Agent, the individual who is authorized and consents to represent the interests of another person. In the real estate business, a firm's sponsoring broker is the agent and shares this responsibility with the licensees who work for them. Agency, a relationship in which a consumer has given consent to a real estate licensee to represent the consumer in a real property transaction. Consent may be given to a licensee directly or through an affiliated licensee. Brokerage agreement, an agreement made verbally or set out in writing for an agent or firm to provide brokerage services to a consumer and to receive compensation for providing those services. Client, the person or entity that a licensee represents in a real property transaction. Compensation, payment made to a person or entity for executing services for a client or customer. Consumer, a person or entity for whom an agent provides services, which are only to be provided by a licensee, or a person or entity who seeks such services from a licensee. Confidential information, information given by a client to a licensee during the term of a brokerage agreement that, 1. The client requests the licensee keep in confidence, 2. Relates to the client's negotiating position, 3. Could do damage to the client's negotiating position if disclosed. This information must not be shared unless the client gives authorization for the licensee to share the information. The information must be shared by law, or the information is revealed by some person or entity other than the licensee. Confidential information must be kept confidential forever after the agency relationship with the client has been completed. Customer, a person or entity for whom a licensee is providing services but who is not represented by the licensee in an agency relationship. Ministerial acts, informative or clerical service provided by a licensee to a consumer. Providing ministerial acts is not equivalent to active representation. Licensee-client relationship. The client is the principal to whom her agent gives advice and counsel. The agent is entrusted with certain confidential information and has fiduciary responsibilities to the principal. Licensee-customer relationship. In contrast, the customer is entitled to factual information and honest dealings as a consumer but never receives advice and counsel or confidential information about the principal. The real estate licensee may provide ministerial acts to the customer but, as an agent, works for the client. Consensual relationship between licensee and client required. The relationship between the principal and agent must be consensual, that is, the principal delegates authority and the agent consents to the act. The parties must agree to form the relationship. Client principal duties to licensee. Just as the agent owes certain duties to the principal has responsibilities toward the agent. The principal's primary duties are to comply with the brokerage agreement and cooperate with the agent. The principal must not hinder the agent and must deal with the agent in good faith. The principal also must compensate the agent according to the terms of the brokerage agreement, which in most cases will be a written one, with sponsoring broker designation of the licensee handling the landlord or tenant or sell or buyer. Licensee duties to client principal. Fiduciary. The agency agreement usually authorizes the real estate licensee to act for the principal. The agent's fiduciary relationship of trust and confidence means that the real estate licensee owes the principal certain duties. These duties were not simply moral or ethical. They formed the common law of agency and now are the basis for statutory laws governing real estate transactions. Under the common law of agency, an agent owes the principal the duties of care, obedience, loyalty, disclosure, accounting, and confidentiality. The six common law fiduciary duties may be remembered by the acronym COLDAC: care, obedience, loyalty, disclosure, accounting, and confidentiality. Care. Agents must exercise a reasonable degree of care while transacting the business entrusted to them by the principal. Principals expect the agent's skill and expertise in real estate matters to be superior to that of the average person. The agent should know all facts pertinent to the principal's affairs, such as the physical characteristics of the property being leased if representing a landlord and the type of property being sought, rent, size of unit, etc. if representing a renter or tenant. If the agent represents the landlord, care and skill include helping the landlord arrive at an appropriate rental price, discovering and disclosing facts that affect the landlord, and properly presenting the contracts that the landlord may sign. It also means properly marketing the property and helping the landlord evaluate the terms and conditions of any changes in the lease requested by the renter, incentives given to the renter, move-in or move-out dates, security deposit terms, etc. An agent who represents the renter or tenant is expected to help the renter or tenant locate suitable property and evaluate property values, neighborhoods, and property conditions, rent comparisons, and landlord negotiations with the renter tenant's interest in mind. An agent who does not make a reasonable effort to properly represent the interests of the principal could be found by a court, who have been negligent. The agent is liable to the principal for any loss resulting from the agent's negligence or carelessness. The standard of care will vary from market to market and depends on the expected behavior for a particular type of transaction in a particular area. Obedience. The fiduciary relationship obligates the agent to act in good faith at all times, obeying the principal's instructions in accordance with the contract. However, that obedience is not absolute. The agent may not obey instructions that are unlawful or unethical. On the other hand, an agent who exceeds the authority assigned in the contract will be liable for any losses that the principal suffers as a result. However, if the principal wants to discriminate on the basis of race, which is always illegal, the agent must not follow the principal's instructions and should withdraw from the agency. Violating fair housing laws is illegal, and an agent has the duty of obedience to his or her client. So, the agent can neither obey the client nor break the law. In effect, the agent cannot carry out his or her legal duties to the client. Loyalty. The principal's interests come first, even above the self-interest of the agent. Agents must not consider how the result of negotiations will serve their own interests. Each agent must perform all services with the goal of promoting the principal's best interests. Illinois license law prohibits an agent from acting as a dual agent in any transaction to which the agent is a party. Also, undisclosed dual agency is prohibited by the licensing law under penalty of loss of license. In the case where the leasing agent is representing the landlord, the leasing agent should make it clear to the potential renter that he or she is the representative of the landlord and provide the renter with a no agency disclosure form. See dual agency below. Disclosure. It is the agent's duty to keep the principal informed of all facts or information that could affect a transaction. Duty of disclosure includes disclosure of relevant information or material facts that the agent knows or should have known. The agent is obligated to discover facts that a reasonable person would feel are important in choosing a course of action, regardless of whether those facts are favorable or unfavorable to the principal's position. the agent may be held liable later for a mistake on these issues. There are certain disclosures which must be made by the landlord to potential renters' tenants. These disclosures will be discussed in a future chapter. Disclosure forms are usually completed or distributed by the leasing agent to potential renters, before or at the time of giving a copy of the lease to the potential renter to sign. Regardless of the landlord, property manager, or leasing agent completion of the disclosure form, the landlord's agent is required to disclose all material defects known to her, including in cases where the agent knows that the landlord has misrepresented the extent or existence of property defects, or has not fully disclosed them. An agent for a renter-tenant must disclose deficiencies of a property as well. Accounting. Illinois state license laws require that agents periodically report status of all funds or property received from or on behalf of the principal. Similarly, Illinois state license laws require that licensees give accurate copies of all documents to all affected parties and keep copies on file for a period of time. Illinois licensees are required to deliver true copies of all executed leasing contracts to the people who sign them within 24 hours. In Illinois, all funds entrusted to a licensee must be deposited in a special escrow account by the next business day, following the signing of a sales contract or lease. Commingling such monies with the licensee's personal or general business funds is illegal. Conversion, the practice of using those escrow funds as the licensee's own money, is illegal as well. Licensees should be aware that records of escrow account transactions and reconciliations must be kept on file for at least 5 years. Confidentiality, a key element of fiduciary duties. Client information obtained during the term of the brokerage agreement and forever afterward must be kept confidential. For example, when the principal in an agency agreement is the landlord, the designated agent may never reveal such things as the principal's willingness to accept less than the rental price or urgency to rent unless the principal has authorized the disclosure. If the principal in an agency agreement is the renter, the agent may not disclose that the renter will pay a higher price, is under a tight moving schedule, or other facts that might harm the renter's bargaining position. These statutory duties, based on common law duties, are set forth in Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000, as amended in 2020. According to this statute, the agent must perform the terms of the brokerage agreement between a sponsoring broker and the client. Promote the best interests of the client by seeking a transaction at the price and terms states in the brokerage agreement or at a price and terms otherwise acceptable to the client. Presenting all offers to and from the client on a timely basis, unless the client has waived this duty. Disclosing to the client material facts concerning the transaction of which the licensee has actual knowledge, unless that information is confidential information. On a timely basis, accounting for all money and property received in which the client has, may have, or should have had an interest. Obeying specific directions of the client that are not otherwise contrary to applicable statutes, ordinances, or rules, and acting in a manner consistent with promoting the client's best interests as opposed to a licensee's or any other person's self-interest. Exercises reasonable skill and care in the performance of brokerage services. Keep confidential all confidential information received from the client, and comply with all the requirements of the Act and all applicable statutes and regulations, including fair housing and civil rights. An agent may not disclose personal, confidential information about her principal. However, known material facts about the property's physical condition or its environs must always be disclosed. A material fact is any fact that, if known, might reasonably be expected to affect the course of events. Under Section 1545 of the Act, material facts do not include the following: when located on or related to real estate that is not the subject of the transaction. Physical conditions that do not have a substantial adverse effect on the value of the real estate. Fact situations. Occurrences opinion versus fact. Real estate licensees and other staff members must always be careful about the statements they make. They must be sure that the customer understands whether the statement is an opinion or fact. Statements of opinion are permissible only as long as they are offered as opinions and without any intention to deceive. Statements of fact must be accurate. If not, this is a violation of Illinois licensing law. Exaggeration of a property's benefits is called puffing and is legal. While puffing is legal, licensees must ensure that none of their statements can be interpreted as fraudulent. Fraud is the intentional misrepresentation of a material fact in such a way as to harm or take advantage of another person. That includes not only making false statements about a property, but also intentionally concealing or failing to disclose important facts. The misrepresentation or omission does not have to be intentional to result in licensee liability. A negligent misrepresentation occurs when the licensee should have known that a statement about a material fact was false. If the renter relies on the licensee's statements, the licensee is liable for any damages that result. Similarly, a licensee who accidentally fails to perform some act, for instance, forgetting to deposit a security deposit check, may be liable for damages that result from such a negligent omission. If a lease to rent real estate is obtained as a result of fraudulent misstatements, the lease may be disaffirmed or renounced by the renter. In such a case, the licensee not only loses a commission but can be liable for damages if either party suffers loss because of the misrepresentation. If the licensee's misstatements were based on the owner's own inaccurate statements and the licensee had no independent duty to investigate their accuracy, the licensee would not be liable for any damages. Latent defects. The landlord has a duty to disclose any known latent defects that threaten structural soundness or personal safety, such as the existence of lead paint in the building. A structural defect that would not normally be uncovered over the course of an ordinary inspection is referred to as a latent defect. The courts have decided in favor of the renter when the landlord neglected to reveal violations of zoning or building codes. In addition to the landlord's duty to disclose latent defects, the landlord's licensed real estate agent has an independent duty to conduct a reasonably competent and diligent inspection of the property. It is the licensee's duty to discover any material facts that may affect the property's value or desirability, regardless of if they are known to or disclosed by the landlord. The licensee should immediately inform the landlord of such defects when they become known, and licensee's obligation to disclose them. Any such material facts discovered by the licensee must be disclosed to the prospective renters. Stigmatized properties. Stigmatized properties are those properties that society has branded undesirable because of events that occurred there. Stigma is the continuing negative association with or feeling about the property. Typically, the stigma is a criminal event such as homicide, gang-related activity, or a tragedy such as suicide. Properties have even been stigmatized by rumors that they are haunted. Because of the potential liability to a licensee for inadequately researching and disclosing material facts concerning a property's condition, licensees should seek legal counsel when dealing with a stigmatized property. Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000 states that in dealing with specific situations related to disclosure, no cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose that an occupant of that property was afflicted with HIV or any other medical condition, or that the property was the site of an act or occurrence which had no effect on the physical condition of the property or its environment or the structures located thereon. No cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose a fact situation on property that is not the subject of the transaction. No cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose physical conditions located on property that are not the subject of the transaction or do not have a substantial adverse effect on the value of the real estate that is the subject of the transaction. Pricing. Leasing agent. The renter's agent is the one to suggest the highest range of prices the renter should consider, based on comparable values and current market. The agent's aim is to help the renter get the lowest price possible, given all other renter-tenant concerns and needs. The renter's agent discloses information about vacancy rates, etc. about a building. Megan's Law at the state level. Megan's Law is a general name for laws requiring law enforcement authorities to make information available to the public regarding registered sex offenders. As noted, Article 15, Section 15 to 20 of the Act states, no cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose fact situations on property that is not the subject of the transaction. Leasing agents have no legal duty to disclose that a known sex offender resides in a property near a property being leased by the managing broker, broker, or leasing agent. Creation of agency and agency relationship may be based on a formal agreement between the parties, an express agency, or it may result from the party's behavior, an implied agency. Express agency, the principal and agent may enter into a contract or an express agreement in which the parties formally express their intention to establish an agency and state its terms and conditions. The agreement may be either oral or written. An agency relationship between a property owner and a sponsoring broker generally is created by a written employment contract, commonly referred to as a property management agreement, which authorizes the sponsoring broker to find a tenant for the owner's property. An express agency relationship between a tenant and a sponsoring broker is created by a renter agency agreement. Similar to a property management agreement, it stipulates the activities and responsibilities the renter expects from the sponsoring broker in finding the appropriate property for rent. The Real Estate License Act of 2000 requires that all exclusive brokerage agreements must be in writing. Implied agency. An agency may also be created by implied agreement. This occurs when the actions of the parties indicate that they have mutually consented to an agency relationship. A licensee acts on behalf of another as agent. Even though the licensee may not have consciously planned to create an agency relationship, the parties can create an agency relationship unintentionally, inadvertently, or accidentally by their actions. Compensation. The source of compensation does not determine agency. A real estate agent does not necessarily represent the person who pays her compensation. In fact, agency can exist even if no fee is involved. It is called a gratuitous agency. The written property management agreement should state how the sponsoring broker is being compensated and explain all the alternatives available. In Illinois, compensation does not determine the agency relationship. Both buyers and sellers' real estate agents are often paid by the seller in a cooperative commission arrangement. In the case where the leasing agent is an employee of the sponsoring broker who has signed the property management agreement with the landlord pays the sponsoring broker according to the terms of the property management agreement, and the sponsoring broker pays the leasing agent working for the sponsoring broker according to the compensation terms outlined in the employment agreement between the sponsoring broker and the leasing agent. Termination of agency. An agency may be terminated for any of the following reasons: death or incapacity of either party, destruction or condemnation of the property, expiration of the terms of the agency, mutual agreement by all parties to the contract, breach by one of the parties, in which case the breaching party might be liable for damages, by operation of law, as in bankruptcy of the principal, completion, performance, or fulfillment of the purpose for which the agency was created in Illinois. A definite termination date must be included in a brokerage agreement. Automatic extension clauses are illegal under Illinois law. Types of agency relationships. What an agent may do as the principal's representative depends solely on what the principal authorizes the agent to do. A universal agent is a person empowered to do anything the principal could do personally. The universal agent's authority to act on behalf of the principal is virtually unlimited. In Illinois, a written power of attorney is required to create a universal agency. A general agent may represent the principal in a broad range of matters related to a particular business or activity. The general agent may, for example, bind the principal to any contract within the scope of the agent's authority. A property manager is typically considered a general agent to the property owner. Brokers and managing brokers are general agents to their sponsoring broker. The property management agreement spells out the various contracts and documents which the sponsoring broker is empowered to sign for the landlord. The sponsoring broker, in turn, can designate what contracts or documents the listing agent can sign for the sponsoring broker, which, in effect, is signing for the property owner. So, the agreement between the property owner and the sponsoring broker is a general agency, usually with some limitations. A special agent is authorized to represent the principal in one specific act or business transaction only, under detailed instructions. As a special agent, the licensee may not bind the principal to a contract. The principal makes all contractually related decisions and will sign on her own. A special power of attorney is another legal means of authorizing an agent to carry out only a specified act or acts. A designated agent is a person authorized by the sponsoring broker to act as the agent of a specific principal. A designated agent is the only licensee in the company who has a fiduciary responsibility toward that principal through the sponsoring broker. When one licensee in the company is a designated agent, the others are free to act as agents for the other party in a transaction. In this way, two licensees from the same real estate company may represent opposite sides in a transaction without entering dual agency. Designated agency is recognized in Illinois. A sponsoring broker entering into a brokerage agreement may specifically designate those licensees employed by or affiliated with the sponsoring broker to act as legal agents of that client to the exclusion of all other licensees employed by or affiliated with the sponsoring broker. Relating to property management, the designated agency operation may occur when the sponsoring broker designates leasing agents or brokers to lease units in a specific property or properties and designates other leasing agents or brokers to handle clients who are looking for rental units. The sponsoring broker must take care to protect confidential information disclosed by a client to his or her designated agent. A designated agent may disclose to her sponsoring broker or persons specified by the sponsoring broker confidential information of a client for the purpose of seeking advice or assistance for the benefit of the client regarding a possible transaction. The sponsoring broker cannot disclose confidential information unless otherwise required by this act or requested, or permitted by the client who originally disclosed the confidential information. When an agent or firm represents only one party exclusively in a real estate transaction, this relationship is referred to as single agency. The agent and firm's fiduciary and statutory duties are provided only to that one party. While a single agency licensee may represent either sellers or buyers, that licensee cannot represent both in the same transaction. This avoids conflict and results in client-based service and loyalty to only one client. Representing both sides of a transaction requires disclosure to both parties, two times, and the agent becomes a facilitator. No legal agency relationship is established between the agent and both parties. Buyer-renter agency. Many licensees involved with residential property are discovering opportunities for buyer-renter agency. Some licensees have become specialists in the emerging field of buyer-renter agency, even representing buyers-renters exclusively. This practice has been utilized in the commercial real estate field for many years. With the introduction of statutory buyer-renter agency in Illinois, this type of relationship is now available to managing brokers, brokers, and leasing agents in the residential field. A buyer-agency relationship is established in the same way as any other agency relationship, by contract, agreement, or implication. The buyer-renter agent may receive a fee from the buyer-renter directly or share in the landlord-paid commission to the listing sponsoring broker or both, depending on the terms of the agency agreement. In Illinois, it is common for the sponsoring broker representing the property owner to split the rental commission with the renter's tenant sponsoring broker. Property management agency. An owner may employ a sponsoring broker to market, lease, maintain, or manage the owner's property. Such an arrangement is known as property management. The sponsoring broker is made the agent of the property owner through a property management agreement. As in any other agency relationship, the sponsoring broker has a fiduciary responsibility to the client owner. Dual agency. In dual agency, the agent represents two principals in the same transaction. Dual agency requires equal loyalty to two separate principals at the same time, which is impossible. As a result, the dual agency disclosure form informs both parties to the transaction that the licensee is acting as a facilitator, not as a legal agent. Disclosed dual agency real estate licensing laws permit dual agency only if the renter and landlord are informed and consent to the licensee's representation of both parties in the same transaction. Since there is no agency involved in a disclosed dual agency arrangement, the agent only acts as a facilitator. The name of the arrangement should be dual facilitator, not dual agency. The disclosure alerts the principals that they will have to assume greater responsibility for protecting their interests than they would if each had an independent agent looking out for their individual interests. The form informs both parties that the agent is acting as a facilitator and cannot negotiate for either party, nor act as a true agent for either party. In the case of a leasing agent working in a building leasing office, that leasing agent or agents have been designated by the sponsoring broker as designated agents for the landlord. The leasing agent, by law, has to give the potential renter a no agency disclosure form and review it with the potential renter, informing the renter that the leasing agent is an agent of the landlord. the leasing agent and potential renter sign the form, and both get a copy where a leasing agent operates out of a sponsoring broker office and has been designated as a landlord agent by the sponsoring broker. The leasing agent should make clear to the potential renter that he or she is representing the landlord in the transaction. A sponsoring broker may, by the property management agreement with the property owner, or by an internal office policy, designate a leasing agent to represent the landlord. The leasing agent would then provide the renter with the no agency form, which both the leasing agent and renter would sign. The leasing agent representing the landlord would then arrange with the sponsoring broker to have another agent designated to handle the renter. Designated agency is a process that avoids dual agency that may occur during an in-house transaction in which two different agents are involved. Under designated agency, the sponsoring broker designates one agent to represent the landlord and one agent to represent the renter. Designated agency is legal in Illinois. Undisclosed dual agency. A licensee may not intend to create a dual agency. It may occur unintentionally or inadvertently. Some leasing agents lose sight of legal obligations when they focus intensely on bringing renters and landlords together. For example, a licensee representing the landlord might tell a buyer that the landlord will accept less than the stated rent to entice the renter into leasing the property. When an agent for the landlord gives a renter any specific advice on how much to offer, can lead the renter to believe that the leasing agent represents the buyer's interests and is acting as the renter's agent. The leasing agent is representing the landlord, then is involved in an undisclosed dual agency, which is illegal. Any of these actions create an implied agency with the renter and violates the duties of loyalty and confidentiality to the principal, landlord. Because neither party has been informed of that situation and been given the opportunity to seek separate representation, the interests of both are jeopardized. This undisclosed dual agency is a violation of licensing laws. It can result in rescission of the lease, forfeiture of commission, or filing of a suit for damages. Disclosure of agency. Licensees are considered to be representing the consumer they are working with as the consumer's designated agent, 2884. Unless there is a written agreement between them specifying a different relationship, or if the licensee is performing only ministerial acts on the consumer's behalf. Ministerial acts are defined as acts performed for a consumer that are informative or clerical in nature, and do not rise to the level of creation of an agency relationship on behalf of a consumer. Examples of ministerial acts include responding to phone inquiries by consumers as to the availability and pricing of brokerage services, responding to phone inquiries from a consumer concerning the price or location of property, attending an open house and responding to questions about the property from a consumer, setting an appointment to view property, responding to questions of consumers walking into a licensee's office concerning brokerage services offered or particular properties, accompanying an appraiser, inspector, contractor, or similar third party on a visit to a property, describing a property or the property's condition in response to a consumer inquiry, completing business or factual information for a consumer on an offer or contract to purchase on behalf of a client, showing a client through a property being sold by an owner on her own behalf, referring to another broker or service provider. ENO agency disclosure form. Article 15, section 15-35 discusses agency relationship disclosure. It requires that a renter be advised in writing that no agency relationship exists between the leasing agent and the renter, unless there is a written agreement between the sponsoring broker and the renter, providing for a different brokerage relationship. This must occur no later than when a renter asks the leasing agent to help the renter in locating and renting an apartment. The leasing agent must explain the form, and then the leasing agent and renter sign the no agency disclosure form. A copy of the no agency disclosure form is retained by the renter and leasing agent. Customer level services, even through an agent's primary responsibility, is to the principal. The leasing agent also has duties to third parties. Anytime a licensee works with a third party or a customer, the licensee is responsible for adhering to state and federal consumer protection laws, as well as to the ethical requirements imposed by professional associations and state regulators. However, Illinois license law does set forth the duties that licensees owe to third party customers. Licensees are to treat all customers honestly. they cannot negligently or knowingly give false information. Finally, licensees must disclose all material adverse facts about the physical condition of the property to the customer that are actually known by the licensee, and that could not be discovered by a reasonably diligent inspection of the property by the customer. Liability may be imposed when the licensee is aware of facts that tend to indicate she is making a false statement. For instance, if the landlord tells his agent licensee that the roof was replaced last year, and the agent has good reason to believe that statement is untrue, the licensee should attempt to ascertain the truth and pass the correct information on to the renter. However, if the client provided the false information and the licensee did not have knowledge that the information was false, the licensee will not be held liable to the customer.